I commented earlier that I had a second article to review with you on the treatment of open bite patients. This article was also published in the August 2002 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics and was the result of clinical research done in Turkey. The title of this article is Vertical Changes Following Orthodontic Extraction Treatment in Skeletal Open Bite Subjects. The purpose was to observe the vertical changes that occurred during fixed appliance orthodontic treatment in open bite patients depending upon the extraction pattern used. The theory the authors were testing is that more posterior extractions will result in more forward movement of the posterior teeth out of the wedge and therefore allow closing rotation of the mandible. The authors completed this study in a prospective manner. 32 open bite patients were identified. 15 were determined to have an anterior open bite only and were treated by the removal of 4 first premolars. The remaining 17 patients had an open bite that extended into the posterior teeth and were treated with the extraction of second premolars or permanent first molars. The decision to remove first molars was made if the first molars had extensive caries or restorations. The other important point about patient selection was that all patients were determined to be past their pubertal growth peak as determined by hand-wrist radiographs, resulting in an average pretreatment age of about 15 years. All patients had fixed appliance treatment and had lateral cephalometric x-rays taken before and after treatment for analysis. Although the two groups differed in their dental open bite appearance, their vertical skeletal cephalometric measurements were similar before treatment. Do you think there was any difference in the vertical measurements after treatment? Did the patients that had first premolars extracted react differently than those that had second premolars or first molars extracted? The answer is yes. The patients that had second premolars or first molars extracted exhibited a closing rotation of the mandible during treatment that was statistically significant. Those patients receiving first premolar extractions maintained their pretreatment mandibular plane angle. The authors also found that the posterior teeth moved furthest forward in the group that had first molars removed. I would say that this research supports the theory that more posterior tooth extractions are advantageous in the treatment of open bite malocclusions where the prospect of further growth is limited. At least in this study, the extraction of second premolars or first molars allowed a slight closing rotation of the mandible during orthodontic treatment. If you would like to find out more about this study on the correction of open bite malocclusions, you can find it along with the other article I reviewed on open bites in the August 2002 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.